The two men on the train with Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss, already well known for their work on Doctor Who.
I said, isn't it odd that in the original story, a study in Scarlet, Dr. Watson is invalided home from military service in Afghanistan, and it's the same war as we were then fighting. And it was just a kind of light bulb moment where it was like, well, we should do that again.
And in 2010, Sherlock hit our screen. It reinvigorated this iconic character for a whole new audience.
It's interesting when you ask people about who their favourite Sherlock Holmes is, because I have this theory that your favourite Sherlock Holmes is the one really that you grew up with. People of a certain age will always answer Rathbone as their favourite, just as they did Jeremy Brett with those who were growing up in the 80s. And I suspect young people, when you ask them, their answer is going to be Benedict Cumberbatch.
This modern retelling set out to keep the spirit of the original stories, yet completely transformed them for the digital age.
What are you typing?
Blog.
About?
Us.
You mean me.
Why?
Well, you're typing a lot.
We live in a world of micro-blogging, which is a fantastic and perfect parallel for the idea of Dr. Watson serialising his adventures. We've started sending telegrams again in the form of texts. We were able to draw immediate and exact parallels between the original stories and the idea of updating it.
John. Rhododendron ponticum. Batches.